Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. 72 today under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 42. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature is all but wrapped up for the 2024 session, returning for the final week in April to finish up the sign-and-die and potential veto override week before ending session for good. And when legislators return, the conversation of Medicaid expansion may come back to the full floor of the Senate one more time in a last-ditch effort from some Democrats in the state trying to pass the expansion of the program. KAKE News reports that the procedural move to put the bill back on the floor of the Senate is to help override the authority of Republican leadership, who refuses to allow the bill to move forward through the usual process known as the Sykes motion that will require the approval of 24 of the 40 senators in the state. According to State Senator Sykes, she said that near 70% of Kansans support Medicaid expansion, and only the, quote, few extremists in the legislature are standing in the way. As of right now, the vote for the program is scheduled for April 26th. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at amberwavesauction.com. One of the final bills passed out of the state legislature for 2024 here in Kansas has officially named the state's official heritage railroad in the state. KSNT News reports that the bill named the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad as the state's official heritage railroad, and their stem locomotive, the Santa Fe 3415, as the official state locomotive. The bill was introduced by State Representative Scott Hill of the Abilene area, saying that the bill advanced through committees, gaining approval in both the Kansas House and Senate, and now sits at the governor's desk for her to sign, which is expected to happen. The company of ANSF President General Manager Ross Balling did release a statement saying, quote, "It's indeed an honor. Our organization was founded 3 decades ago on the idea of preserving the legacy of railroads as builders of our state. It's great to make our mission an official Kansas tradition. More importantly, this designation is a great recognition of our volunteers and the tens of thousands of hours they have dedicated to the ANSV. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. 38-year-old Nebraska man Anthony Ruinard Jr. has been indicted in the death of an 18-year-old Nebraska man who was stabbed, dismembered, and burned beyond recognition in a remote area of Arizona last year. Ruinard has been charged with felony counts of second-degree murder and abandonment or concealment of a dead body. He was originally arrested for the case last July and charged with first-degree murder and other counts. In other news, 41-year-old Grand Island woman Hoden Farah has been placed under arrest after police say she attempted to kill two workers at at the USAID pharmacy. During the incident, she was saying that she planned to choke the workers until they died after originally visiting the pharmacy and leaving upset. A call was placed to the National Suicide Hotline from Farah. The police department says that officer showed great restraint by not using deadly force. Farah also attempted an escape before officers arrived. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Forest Service said additional resources from other parts of the state were released early Tuesday as the Axleton Hill Road fire was 80% contained, while the Blue River 2 fire continued at 60% containment. Crews were planning to patrol Tuesday morning if no additional issues discovered, would be releasing outside resources. Rough terrain near the river, abundant fuels, as well as high winds and wind shifts made the fire difficult to control. Recent drought conditions also contributed. Coverage estimates being determined as Riley County alone believes more than 3,000 acres were involved after the Axleton Hill Road fire jumped from Pottawatomie County over the weekend. It had begun as a controlled burn that got out of control and was aggravated by high winds. Marshall County Public Works advising Deer Trail Road east of 4th Road will be closed 6 to 8 weeks for a bridge replacement project. Marysville City Council met Monday and welcomed new city administrator Joshua Haverkamp, who began work this week. A native of Bern, he most recently worked in the office in Kansas City. He will be a guest on the Chamber Main Street Mixer Thursday evening at the historic Union Pacific Depot, the public welcome at 5:30. American Legion Auxiliary asked and received support for a poppy walk at the city cemetery Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Marysville High FFA asked to block City Park May 4th for a truck and tractor show. And Marysville High School asked to block off Broadway from 7th to 10th Street for the promenade in front of the Kester House and senior prom walk to follow Saturday, April 20th. Events begin at 5 p.m. Discussion was held regarding a bid for dust control, including 8th Street, Jayhawk Road, 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads, among others, for $15,000. No action was taken. The matter was referred to the street committee to coordinate with Marysville Township. A discussion continued regarding late fees on February water bills, which were delayed in postal delivery. A motion to refund the late fees amounting to $2,750 on a one-time basis was approved on a 3-2 vote. Discussion continued on the Kester block. Mayor Todd Fry summarized his hopes after recent discussions regarding options as to the Kester block, commercial buildings, and the discussions with Kester House Museum Board.
You know, I think in the long run, it will be beneficial for us to find an entity that's not the city of Marysville to continue the legacy and management of the museum, because it will open up funding mechanisms and will remove the city of Marysville and the political proclivities and the taxpayers from that, from doing that. I think it needs to be probably handled more like our Pony Barn or the County Historic Museum or the Depot or otherwise. Now, getting there is not going to be as simple as flipping a switch, obviously. It's going to be part of the process like we're involved in now with the business part of the block. I've also heard a little bit of interest possibly in somebody putting forward a proposal for the house restaurant. So if we can start getting all of these pieces moving, it's going to be a puzzle, but I think we can actually get the block more vital than it is now and better funded than it is now at the same time.
64th Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday, April 13th in Marysville. $30 entry fee with check-in from 7 to 8:30 a.m., judging contest at 9, beef show to follow, showing bulls, market beef, showmanship, and heifers. For information, contact the Marshall County Extension Office. Gerald Jerry Lampe, age 81, of Beatrice, passed away April 2nd. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Beatrice. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Lampe. Vern R. Sonny Cothran, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sonny Cothran. Gloria A. Sheets, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Services to be announced at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gloria Sheets. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, broccoli, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, pork loin, baked potato, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Key and EY News Time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for a day of fun and excitement on Saturday, April 13th for Seneca's first ever Shop and Stroll event. Beginning at 10 a.m., bring your friends for a day filled with shopping, sampling, and special activities. Discover unique finds, enjoy specials, and sample delights from local stores. From fashion to home decor, gift shops, and more, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience that showcases the spirit of Seneca, Kansas. Mark your calendars for April 13th and join us for the Seneca Shop and Stroll. For more information, visit comeseeseneca.com. We'll see you there.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying partly cloudy and breezy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Breezy throughout Thursday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting up to 35. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. More sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, then staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A bit warmer on Saturday, sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Southwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still some sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and mostly clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s, and some rain throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65, record high on this date, 93. The average low, 40, and the record low, 22. Sunset this evening at 8, sunrise in the morning at 6:57. It's 38 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 10th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Good news and bad news for the Bucks. First, the good. A four-game skid snapped with a 104-92 win over the visiting Celtics. Now the bad.
We're keeping an eye on Giannis here. He just sat down on the floor and kind of looking at his left lower leg. So this is something no Bucks fan wants to see.
TNT Sports' Brian Anderson. Giannis left late in the third quarter with a non-contact calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers says tests are being done. Are the Bucks worried?
You know, Giannis, I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
College hoops off-court action. John Calipari stepping down after 15 years as Kentucky men's head basketball coach. Calipari said the Wildcats program probably needs to hear another voice. He's not the only coach on his way out. Tara Vandeveer, the winningest basketball coach in NCAA history, announced her retirement after 38 seasons leading the Stanford women's team and 45 overall. Vandeveer leaves with 1,216 victories at Idaho, Ohio State, and Stanford. To the major leagues now.
A three! Homer night for Shea Langeliers! The Keller Kid delivers.
The call on Bloomberg, 9:60 a.m. 26-year-old Shea Langeliers with a three-homer night in the Oakland A's 4-3 win over the defending World Series champion Rangers. Kansas City, bottom 10, a fifth straight win for the Royals.
The Astros don't even bother to pick it up. Hanson scores standing. The Royals win the game.
The call on KCSP, Salvador Perez walking off the Astros 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Hayden Outdoors Real Estate will be selling 190 acres rolling Nebraska pasture land with exceptional recreational and cattle production opportunity Thursday, April 18th. Property located 3.5 miles northwest of Fairbury, majority native grassland, hardwood, and cedar tree habitats with excellent fencing and a new solar well centrally located on the property. View the auction listing at HaydenOutdoors.com or contact listing broker Gene Bach, 402-520-5140. Online auction opens April 15th. Live auction Thursday, April 18th, starts 10 a.m. on the Bricks in Fairbury. Sale pending seller confirmation with close in 30 days or less.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, at the closing bell yesterday, it was a mostly lower day in the grains, giving up quite a bit of Monday's positive figures. And in the livestock yesterday, nothing but green on the screen. A very positive day as the cattle market certainly needing some recovery after last week and the early portions of this week, and they got it yesterday. April live cattle finished up 130 to 180.70. June up to 174.85. That was a gain of $1.52 on the day. Feeder cattle, same story. April feeders up $1.40 at the close to 240.70. May was to 239.45. That was a gain of 227 on the day. And the hogs mostly higher as well. The later months did see some two-sided trade. However, April, which contract is soon to expire, up 85 at the close yesterday at $90.60 per hundredweight. May up to 98.77. That was a gain of 90 cents on the day. Again, quite a bit of pressure all across the board yesterday. Oats were a bit higher. However, corn, wheat, and soybeans all lower yesterday. Here through the overnight session, a bit of recovery. Wheat leading the charge once again. May corn, though, currently up 3.25 through the overnight session at 434.5. July's up 2.25 at 444.75. Again, leading the charge with a double-digit jump already this morning. Kansas City wheat for May up 13.25 to 590.5 cents. July up to 585.75. That's a gain of 11.5. And the oats also higher to start the day. May oats up 3.25 to 333. Soybeans with a slight jump this morning. May beans up 3.75 to 1178.25. July up to 1190.75 cents. That's up 3. Soy meal a bit weaker this morning. May's down 130 to 334.30. And the oil back higher. May's up 47 points at 47.99. Cotton also a bit higher this morning. May cotton up 56 points to 86.60. A look through the energy market sees crude oil up 50 63 at $85.76 a barrel. Unleaded gas gains a penny up to $2.76 a gallon. Heating oil also up one to $2.69 and natural gas up a nickel at $1.92. April gold's up another 10.30 to $2,353.80 per ounce. May silver up 21 to $28.19.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Getting cattle to safely lead takes time, patience, and determination. K-State Butler County Agriculture Extension Agent Charlene Miller explains a process she goes through for halter breaking cattle. After spending time in the pen with the animal to get them more comfortable, she says how she begins with the halter.
Our process at home is we put a halter on them and let them drag it for 3 days. And then on day four, we tie that animal up. And we always have a second person there with us to help because they do like to be a little bit ornery. But we stay with it. And we leave them tied for a couple hours while we're out there. We introduce them to the livestock blower, the comb, anything we can that first day because their head's already going to be a little sore from starting that halter breaking process and dragging that halter. So the sore they are, the less they tend to fight, at least in our experience. And so just staying consistent with that process. And once we get going, it is an everyday routine working with those animals.
Miller describes how she begins getting the cattle broke to lead.
We use a little link. There's some halters that are designed that have like a metal clip between the loop of the halter and the actual lead that puts a little bit more pressure on their chin. We have found those to be more successful in ours just because it makes them a little sore when they go to start the halter breaking process. And one person, maybe that's a little stronger on the front end doing the pulling. And if they're not wanting to walk for you, somebody behind helping push or twist their tail a little bit to start that process. And then also rewarding them. So when they do start to walk, let up on that lead just a little bit, reward them. We stop, scratch them as a recognition as well.
Getting the animals comfortable for different scenarios is important for safety. And she explains how she works to do so.
We spend a lot of time desensitizing our animals because there's always going to be kids running around, things flapping that they're not used to, a coat laid across the gate. So we do jumping jacks, arm kicks, leg kicks. Once we get them halter broke, we rattle feed sacks around them. When we break them to a livestock blower, we take the hose across their back, across their legs, and just spend time exposing them to all of those different elements to get them used to potential any activity before going out to whether it's spring show or a cattle show. And just like they gain trust with you, you know, they gain trust with other things around the more times that you can desensitize them or expose them to those different elements.
That was K-State Butler County Agriculture Extension Agent Charlene Miller with tips for getting cattle broke to lead. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Tree Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, April 10th, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. There will be over 150 choice Angus, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Hereford. First calf heifers, they'll have 30 to 60-day old calves beside. Fall bred heifers include over 135 fancy black, black-white face, Sim Angus, and red Angus heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for late August through October calves. Fall bred cows include over 500 choice black, black-white face, and red Angus cows. They're bred to Angus and Sim Angus bulls for late August through October calving. They'll have 60 black cows, they'll be 3 years to older, bred to Charlet or Angus bulls for late April, May calving. There'll be 47 reputation black Angus and red Angus open replacement heifers, plus 35 Angus, Hereford, Sim Angus, and Charlet bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale, be held Wednesday, April 10th at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Annuals don't come any hardier than April's Flower of the Month. We're sharing tips for early spring color on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 10th, the 101st day of the year. Newspaper publisher Joseph Pulitzer was born on this day, and Hawaii's first hotel opened on this day in 1825. The sweet pea is one of the official flowers of April, and it may be about the easiest annual for any gardener to have success with. It comes in hundreds of varieties and can be grown directly from seed in your flower garden or scattered as a wildflower. Some gardeners find it helpful to first nick the seed coats with a knife and soak them in water overnight. Plant them in rich soil with plenty of sunlight, and you'll have colorful flowers that survive frost, freezes, and snow cover. That's how its cousin, the snow pea, got its reputation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 38 degrees this hour. A little bit warmer, highs into the 70s for you today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Kansas native has entered the transfer portal for college basketball as the season ends for the 2024 season. As KSN News reports, that the Lansing native, Mark Mitchell, grew up at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas, playing high school before moving on to play two seasons with the Duke Blue Devils. Throughout his college basketball career, Mitchell appeared in 33 games with the Blue Devils, averaging 11.6 points and 6 rebounds per game. His freshman year alone, averaging 9.1 points and 4.5 rebounds in 35 games. Mitchell ascended quickly into college basketball after high school, going into college as a five-star recruit, ranking number 21 in the nation of his freshman year, and held off offers from UCLA, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma State, and others, in addition to Duke. Having only been in college for the last 2 years, he does have 2 years of eligibility remaining, now officially being part of that transfer portal. Mid-America Network Sports.
Season is here. Marysville High baseball and softball teams fall to Abilene in doubleheader action Tuesday. Abilene baseball 10-0, 10-0. Abilene softball 7-5, 4-0 over Marysville. Frankfort Centralia baseball team fell to Osage City 8-6 and 9-8. Eli Sedlacek, Marysville High sophomore, shot a 71, winning the Chapman Invitational on Tuesday.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown. Joined with Max Blasky at KNDY and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, spring schedule's getting full in effect now. I know last week we had a few weather cancellations, but as we look at our schedule going into this week, second week of April, what sticks out to you and what should folks be on the lookout for?
Well, we've had a great week so far. Several big-time athletes doing big-time things. I mean, that seems like a cliche, but really, that's exactly what's happening, and we have plenty more to talk about coming up through the next few days. Still track galore throughout the different times. We have, I believe, 5 track meets this week, and the golfers are getting started at Washington, and of course, baseball and softball have provided quite the fireworks over the last week or so, and hope to continue to do that.
And we were speaking a little bit before, the level of athletes that we get to see year in and year out in the TVL, but what does this spring season allow us to see a different version of these athletes than what we're used to in football pads or on the basketball court?
I always say it really shows the athleticism. We see players, especially in basketball, both boys and girls, that really can show off in a team sport. But especially on the track, you see the speed, you see the jumping ability, you see really the pure athleticism of what these players can do. But you do see the hard work that they put in that translates to those fall and winter sports.
We had chatted last week about a lot of schools getting back into action. One of those teams, the Frankfort Wildcats baseball team, back into action here after many years of not playing. But what has been so special about teams like them, the Valley Heights Mustangs, Donovan West, a few of those other schools, Onega, that are getting out and succeeding and winning here early in the year?
I don't think we realize how blessed we are in the Twin Valley League to see athletes like this. And it's just another avenue for them to show off their skills, and they're doing the best that they can in baseball and softball and track this year.
It's great to see all the success the area teams have, and great to see opportunity to get us covered. Again, join with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight here on the TVL Rundown. Thank you again, Jeff, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Sounds great.
KNDY.